I shall endeavor to serve you with loyalty, respect, and love, as I have throughout my life.
King Charles, man, he waited a long time to be king. Long time.
Sure.
But he's king now, and I was thinking about it.
Things could change.
Right. So, like, imagine he waited his whole life to be king. He knew that he was next in line. But imagine if you're Prince George. That's Prince William's son. So he's second in line to be king. And you know that your daddy's going to be king one day.
Sure.
And you know that you're going to be king one day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on the playground at school. And some kids start messing with you and giving you a hard time. What do you say? Well, reportedly, that's exactly what happened. And here's what went down.
Reportedly, the young prince allegedly confronted his peers and warned, "My dad will be king, so you better watch out."
Yeah, that's a good clapback when you think about it.
No. No, it's not. You can't ever say, "Do you know who I am?" And it doesn't even matter if you're going to be king. I mean, he sounds like a little... I mean, come on.
He's nine.
Well, again, I mean, but you're supposed to be regal even then at 9 years old. I mean, just because he makes funny faces doesn't mean talking that way to your classmates is cute. It's not. That's going to get you smacked in the head sooner or later.
Well, not if you, but you know, he said that. It made me wonder, like, does he realize that he's also going to be king? Like, I know he knows, like, he said it, his dad's going to be king, but does he realize, no, then me, then mm-hmm. it's my turn?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Who, you know, they hold the grip on it pretty long now, obviously, if they follow Elizabeth, right? It's going to be quite a while, but. Wow.
But I was thinking about it. It's like, he's just bragging about his daddy. He's just proud of the fact that his daddy's going to be king one day. And haven't we all been in that like situation before where you're just so proud of your parents and you brag about your parents?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I call that just, you know, proud, or again, you're a child and, you know, you haven't expanded on that. But yeah, we all have something that we remember about our parents that they do strong. And you're like, well, my parent does this better than yours,
yeah.
you know, and his parent obviously is going to do king better than theirs because theirs will never be king.
Correct.
Right. So, you know, I get that. My father, he could not grill to save his life. He would time it. He would, you know, he would try and smell it. Look at the meat. It never was done properly, but I'll tell you one thing he could do. He could scrape the paint off a wood-sided house with a butter knife like nobody's business.
Wow.
I mean, it was absolutely amazing how he could do it. He once removed the dashboard on his Camaro because it had a squeak and then put it back in. I mean, who would do that? Why would anybody do that?
Yeah.
But he did it.
Same about when I talk. I feel like I brag about my dad a lot. Like, huh. I'm proud of my dad. Like,
sure.
You know, like,
and he's not even going to be king.
No, he's not going to be king. Well, in my mind, he may be king one day. But, you know, he came from Italy as an immigrant. He came with very little education. And he has successful restaurants, many of them. He's
sure.
an incredible chef. Everybody knows my dad. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whenever
kind of like
say,
the mayor of the area.
He is the mayor. When I, like, say my maiden name, they're like, are you Dino's daughter?
Yeah.
And that's like, before I'm Anna Zapp, I'm Dino's daughter. And he did that with an eighth grade education, coming as an immigrant, opening some of the most popular restaurants in our area. And
certainly
I always
certainly something
brag.
To be proud of.
Yeah.
Certainly.
You know what? Here's your chance. You want to brag about your parents? Brag about them. What did they accomplish in your life that you are so proud about? 1-800-330-9999. I don't know. I think it's nice to brag about your parents if you're proud of them and they accomplished something and you just want to tell people how great your mom and dad are.
Yeah, I mean, bragging about your parents is cool. Saying my dad's going to be king, you better watch out, is not cool. I'm going to take the other side on that one. It's not cool at all.
Prince William, well, actually, Prince George, his son, was bragging at school that his dad was going to be king one day, so everybody has to watch out. I mean, you got to give the 9-year-old some credit.
I'm not giving him any credit for that. You sound like a little jerk. I'm sorry. You're 9 years old. You sound like a jerk. My dad's going to be king. Okay, Richie Rich.
All right. So what do you want? But your parents, what do you want to brag about them? Like, what did they accomplish? We asked around the office.
My dad looks identical to Sylvester Stallone, and he's a bodybuilder.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something, right?
That's a conversation starter. Your dad's a bodybuilder.
Looks like Sylvester Stallone, huh?
Right.
That's interesting.
I mean, I would immediately be like, can you pull up a picture on your phone? I want to see. Mm-hmm. Do you have any of those bodybuilding pictures? Let's check it out. Then it gets a little bit creepy.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
My father could do anything in the lawn whatsoever or anything with the house. It was amazing. Whenever I see something fall apart, I feel like less a man because I know my dad can handle it.
My dad became a general contractor overnight. He just decided he was going to start flipping houses. He was like, you know what? I know enough people to do this. And he just did it. We flipped houses for like 10 years.
He's like, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Robin, go ahead. Brag about your parents.
When my parents were married and they just started a family, my dad was very good at baseball and got a contract in the mail for playing for Pittsburgh. And he ripped it up and didn't tell my mom. We didn't find out till later because he said he had everything he wanted already.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's a beautiful story. Could have ended with a $1 million contract, but
so after he passed away, finding out about it, I'm choked up right now talking about it. But
yeah,
wow,
shivers. See,
makes me proud.
Yeah, you should be proud. You should be proud.
It's quite something when somebody gives up something quite large for family, right?
Yeah,
shows where their priorities are at.
All right, producer Sean, go ahead, brag about your parents.
Oof, you know what? I gotta brag about my mother. She was when she was divorced from my father, she was raising me and my brother all by herself, working a full-time job and putting herself through school to get a better job, which she ended up getting. So I always brag about that because I'm like, especially, you know, as an adult now, I'm like, God, I was not a great kid. How did she deal with me growing up and doing all of that while being sane?
Rock star status right there.
Yeah.
I had a friend, similar situation. There was three kids in the house and she was like the neighborhood mom. We were always all over there. Single mom, put herself through med school during all of that going on. I mean, and rose up from, you know, poverty to being quite successful.
Yeah.
Multiple properties out there now and everything. That's amazing. Mm. Yep. That's amazing stuff. Yeah.
Go ahead. You want to brag about your parents? Here's your chance to do it. What did they accomplish? What was that thing that they did? 1-800-330-9999. I mean, you're not supposed to brag about your parents. You're not supposed to brag about anybody, but can you give this kid a break? 9-year-old Prince George was bragging about his dad, Prince William, that he was going to be king one day to the kids at school. We've all been there.
If you want me to be nice to this 9-year-old kid bragging about his dad being king, stop talking about it. I mean, honestly, I don't think it sounds good at all with the faces and the cars driving by and all that stuff. How about this kid take a break? Mm. I mean, seriously.
Go ahead. Brag about your parents. You never get the opportunity to do it. And they do things that you're so proud of. Like, they're unsung heroes to you. 1-800-330-9999. Ron, brag about your parents.
Yeah. Okay, so how many people's parents do you guys know, or your own parents, that go to the local casino and they hit the jackpot for $30,000?
Wow.
That's nice.
On the penny machines.
That's nice.
Awesome.
Here's the best part about your parents hitting a big jackpot at the casino in their retired years. You're like, I'm off the hook. when they win 30, 50, 100 grand, you're like, oh, put that aside for your nurse. Oh. That means I'm all set.
My mom always says that there's a jackpot in everybody, like a big jackpot. So every time she goes to the casino, I just pray that it's her jackpot time because I know that we'll all benefit from it.
We'll get a piece.
Yeah. I'm going to win Powerball one day, Anna. And then when I do that, we're all going to live in mansions. I'm waiting, Mommy. I'm waiting. Producer John, brag about your parents.
My dad's going to be in a movie. He's going to be the lead in a Disney movie. True story.
Wow.
Wait, how did you not tell us about this?
Yup. Oh, yeah. So he's an actor. He's been a professional actor my entire life, and he's made a living at it. He's had some great roles. He's a regular on All My Children, or it's one of the soap operas. I can't remember.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously.
He's been in a lot of stuff is my point, but a couple of years ago, he got this lead. So you guys have seen Night at the Museum?
Yes.
Right. All right. It's the, you know, the movie with Robin Williams. So there's the Hank Azaria character. He's like the Pharaoh, the evil Pharaoh type. His name is Kamun Ra. Yeah. They're making an animated feature called The Return or The Wrath of Kamun Ra. And my dad is going to play Kamun Ra.
Wow.
Yeah. He's going to do the voiceover for it.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. How come we're just hearing about this now?
Well, I mean, it only just kind of got it doesn't have a release date yet, but it officially got announced by his agency. So now we can talk about it and stuff like that.
I can't answer that question. John's trying to get in on a voiceover work with Disney, too, so he can leave us immediately that day.
Yes.
And I would, too.
That is super, super cool.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. We asked around the office. Said, go ahead. Brag about your parents.
My dad carves spoons, and that's sick. My whole house is just all wooden spoons. Like, you know how some people have, like, plastic serving spoons? No.
Nope. They got wooden.
That's weird, huh?
Cool.
That, I mean, that's wild.
Claire was so excited to tell me about that, too. It was awesome.
Like, my dad didn't pick up a paintbrush until he was 40 years old.
Yeah.
Never painted a day in his life. All of a sudden, one day was bored, picked it up. He is the most incredible artist.
I've seen some of his stuff. It's really beautiful.
Like painting a house, like artistic painting.
Yeah.
Like his work,
paintings and stuff.
It's incredible. And I remember he always discouraged us into going into the arts when we were younger because, you know, he's an Italian immigrant. You make no money,
work hard.
Anna.
Right.
You don't make any money, the artist. You think you'd be an artist. You think you make money. And it's so funny because my brother and my sister are both naturally gifted artists. Not me. I can't even draw a circle. And we always wondered, like, where did it come from, that talent? He had that talent his whole life. Nobody knew. All our houses are filled with these gorgeous paintings.
You see,
incredible.
Every one of these stories is cooler than my dad's going to be king.
Right.
Every one of them. Stop telling me to be nice to the kid.
Go ahead. Brag about your parents. 1-800-330-9999. Prince George was reportedly bragging at school that his dad was going to be king one day. And even though you're not really supposed to do that, let's be honest. We're all proud of our parents. They accomplished something that we want to brag about. Go ahead. 1-800-330-9999.
I'm bragging about my mom. My mom just turned 90. She served in the Navy, and she raised 4 children on her own.
Wow. What did she do in the Navy?
She was clerical.
Still
but
cool.
She joined the Navy when she was 19, and that was back in, she was born in 32. So that was in the early 50s.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of women in the armed services at that time, right? I mean, that's after the war effort, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite something.
Pioneer.
Exactly. That was the Korean War.
Like the forgotten war, right?
Go ahead, Gloria. Brag about your parents.
So my mother was born in 1931, and at 16, she got married. And she was a single mother. She raised 9 children. I'm the youngest. At 52, she adopted 4 children, which is, you know, two siblings, each from the same family. And she raised all 9 of us by herself.
That's a special person right there.
I don't even know how to physically do that. You know, I just think that's such an incredible feat. Like, can you imagine
you
having to raise 9 children? Yes.
Yeah.
Rebecca, brag about your parents.
So my father has run over 40 marathons. He's like a running machine. I just think it's incredible. And he's 68 years old. Like, I don't even understand.
It's wild, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I was just saying he's literally always training. He runs like 6 days a week, and he's done them like all over the world. Like, he's run Paris and he's run London.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's run Rome. It's just, and like over 20 New York. So it's crazy.
It's great.
That's awesome. The runners, man. I mean, you know, it's an addiction. People that run, they love it. My grandfather-in-law, same thing. He's 80. He just had his knee replaced and he's still running. It's absolutely asinine to me. I can't believe it. I have no idea how many he's run. But you know what else is funny? Because he's the guy that runs all over town, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the guy that ends up on every news report. So if ever there's a news story going on anywhere around his house, he's the guy that's running by in the background. And so they always chase him down and stop him because he looks crazy. He looks like Forrest Gump. He's got the beard, everything, shirt off, straight out of the 70s, short shorts, all that. And he's in incredible shape for 80. You would never know this guy's 80.
This is your grandfather is the one that wears the toe shoes, right?
Yes, yeah. He wears the toe shoes. He also runs barefoot from time to time. And he gets all his movies from the library. Yes, this is Pop.
Yeah.
He got chased one time by a mountain lion. Like, he's been on TV a bunch of times. And he's and half the time he doesn't even have his shirt on because he's running somewhere. MJ, go ahead. Brag on your mom.
One day she was walking in Brooklyn and she got hit on by John Gotti. The famous John Gotti.
Wait a minute. No, you can't go out. Everybody knows you can't date John Gotti.
Why?
Because it's going to be great at first, and then the second it goes bad, you're dead.
She just got hit on. I'm not saying she dated him, but I think that's a great accomplishment in life. I don't know about you, but I love a bad boy, and I love my mom, like, loved a bad boy for a second in her head. That's a huge accomplishment. Mm.
I guess so.
It's like dancing with the devil right there. It's
yeah.
A little bit dangerous. Feels good. It's nice and warm at first, right? You know, but then after, you burn in flames.